Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program. Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, we're here in the corner room of the historic Clay County Courthouse, and it once again is a privilege to be here. And of course, we'll just start the day off by thanking all those folks that help sponsor this program, that make it possible for the Clay Chamber and the Three Star Program, their efforts to keep events and activities like this going on here in Clay County. And we're here every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on WVFB FM 101.5, Salina's own Kicks Country radio station. And we have an interesting show this morning, and hopefully you'll be interested in it. I've got a couple of guests here. I know Kathy Murray is back with us, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about our Moonshine Day thing. It's been kind of kicked around a little bit, and we're trying to give that thing a permanent home and get a little more stability into it, and kind of try to grow it a little more gradually and turn it into the great celebration that we know it can possibly be. And we've got some, she's going to tell us about some of the things with that, some additions, some trimming up and deductions and that type of thing. And we've also got the county fair going on. I guess I could take a minute right here and tell everyone what's going on down at the county fair on this afternoon tonight. A good night if you've got a whole carload of youngins. This is Kids Gate free night. They get in free, and the wristband is on special for $15. They get a wristband, and they can ride all night long. And I'm not sure how long that is, but they go pretty late down there. And looking on some of the activities that are going on, yesterday the exhibits were all registered over at the Women's Building, all the photography, the 4-H, all of those things were registered yesterday, and they'll be on display now through, I think, about noonday on Saturday before they start straightening that up a little bit and getting those moved out. So you've got a long time to get in and check all those things out. There's photography, agricultural exhibits, they're just all kinds of stuff going on. And then, of course, the 4-H exhibits are there of the efforts of our 4-H folks. So we need to get down and check that out. And let's see, this afternoon at 5 o'clock, there is a demonstration of 4-H outdoor meat cookery. And then tonight at 6 p.m., we have the Century Farm dinner in the entertainment complex. And we're going to be talking about one of the Century Farms here in just a little bit. And also tonight, the youth ATV dirt bike rodeo is there in the arena. This is for the youngsters 14 and under, and that will be taking place tonight. And about 6:30, we have a beginning once again. I think we had this also last night, the 4-H Club animal demonstration over at the Ag Pavilion. So these are the things that are going on here at the Clay County Fair. So we, of course, like to invite everyone out for that and come out and support our county fair. But before we go any further, we'll catch our breath, take a little short break, and we'll be back just a minute with a couple more announcements, and we'll begin with our first guest. So let's take a little short break right now.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We're still here. They haven't shut us down. And now occasionally you may hear a big truck come through and kind of vibrate the windows a little bit. But other than that, we're pretty peaceful in here this morning. It's came over a few minutes early and turned us a little bit of air on and kind of cooled it down a little bit in here. We don't need much in these rooms, but it gets a little stuffy sometimes. But I know one more major thing I'm going to talk just a second about, and that is the fact that the courthouse has come alive. Thanks to the folks over at the LGI greenhouse who are making a practice of selling all the flowers they can, but then when the cutoff date comes, they usually have some remaining, and they kindly donate those to the 4-H club, and the 4-H members and mainly their mothers come over here on an afternoon, and we have got flowers all around the courthouse now, and it looks great out there, and it's a great big shout-out to the LGI folks and to the 4-H club members for beautifying our place a little bit. Looks great. So we want to thank them for that. And let's see, later on we'll have our birthday and anniversary club, and we'll take a quick time to tell you that the important number there is 243-5574, and you'll get an answering machine and need to speak slowly and clearly. And you know, probably be a good idea, I don't know why we hadn't thought of this before, if you would repeat the name of the celebrant twice. That might make it just, you know, a little bit better for us to understand. Because sometimes when you get that answering machine, you hit a little nervous spot and you start talking a little faster than you normally would. So it might be a good idea to repeat their name twice so we make sure that we get it. And also, always leave us a phone number and a name where we can contact you in case we need more information or whatever. And I think we've got some certificates over at the chamber that haven't been picked up yet, and I think I may try to pick them up today and bring them in and read all those names off and tell you folks that you need. If you've got a cake over there, you better go get it, because we may have to do a cutoff or something on them here before long. Your cake may be getting stale. We need to make sure that we get the folks to pick those things up that haven't picked them up yet. I know I saw one of the ladies over at the Dairy Queen this morning, and I told her, she said, well, I listen to y'all every morning, but I miss my name. So she'll be going by and picking hers up, hopefully. Okay, Kathy Murray is here with us this morning, and we're going to do a rundown on, I know we've had all kinds of rumors floating around about what's going on with Moonshine Days, so we're going to try to clear the air a little bit. Kathy, if you would, fill us in on what's been going on.
Absolutely. Good morning, Thomas, Salina, and Clay County. We're going to talk a little bit about Moonshine Days. Moonshine Days started several years ago in the month of May. Ran into a couple of really nasty years with rain and so on. It was then moved to the Labor Day weekend. And Labor Day weekend, while our attendance has increased, very hot, and also we run into the fact that we've got a lot of folks that spend that last weekend, the big lake weekend, out on the lake. And our local marinas have indicated that they would very much like to be involved with us and help sponsor and participate. So we've actually moved it yet again. October 14th and 15th, we will do Moonshine Days. We will have our festival. We're going to get some more participation, as I indicated, from the marinas. We've taken a long, hard look, Thomas, at the festival itself. Some things that weren't working for us, some things that were working for us, and we're going to add a couple of new elements this year.
Okay, and if you feel down, and they're still working on some of them,
We're still working on some of them. We will not this year have our Moonshine Stagger race, and we're also looking to put the outhouse race on the back burner for maybe a few years. We had difficulty getting enough entrants and then teams that kind of, you know, had problems at the last minute and couldn't show up. And so we're going to move in a different direction. We're actually this year going to add a car show. Now, we've had a car show in the past, and it's been off-site. It's been over at the health and rehab. That has caused a little bit of a problem as far as folks leaving the square and going to that. So we're going to try to bring that back, put it on the square, and actually you're going to help facilitate that. If you'd like to just talk a little bit about what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I don't know, where we'll have space to park the vehicles here around the square. I know we've got some parking
up, lot. We're going to go up East Lake, I think, with that, because
so
we wanted to block that off.
Go all the way
Thompson's
up to
Jewelry. Right, right.
So, and hopefully we'll, if this thing really got out of hand, I know at one time we used Donaldson Park,
uh-huh,
which is just right off the square here.
Right.
Which might have to be an alternative if we got a whole bunch more we thought we could park.
If we can,
there.
That's right. And I mean, I think that would be exciting if we could do that. And I think with your expertise, though, in facilitating this, I think it's going to be a little bit bigger than what we were able to do in the past.
Okay. All right. So what else we got?
Okay. It was recommended to us and by a couple different people, and I think this is a great idea. With this being Moonshine Days, we are going to sponsor a still building contest. Now, this does not have to be, and probably we don't want it to be, a functioning still. I don't think the law would like us very much if we did that. But we're going to have age groups. We would like kids from, you know, just the youngsters, maybe popsicle sticks or whatever they want to create, and all the way up to adults, you know, put forth your best effort. And we're going to see if we can get our local moonshiner, Arno Hatcher, to judge those stills for us. So that was another new idea. We're also going to have, instead of a watermelon eating contest or a hot dog eating contest, we were thinking, since corn is a necessity for moonshine, what about a corn pone eating contest? Lots of buttermilk and corn pones.
within the bounds there, isn't it?
I think it is.
So there are uses for corn other than fermenting it.
This is true.
Well, I've heard that.
Yeah, this is true.
Okay. What else we got now?
Okay, well, as in past years, though, the things that we've done before that we're gonna stick with, of course, we're going to have Arno Hatcher. Arno's our own local moonshiner. And Arno always comes. He does set up a still on the square. It's my understanding he processes water through that. But he does like to show the process and explain, and he answers lots of questions for folks. So we always love it when Arno's here. We will have music on Friday, late afternoon, early evening, and then all day on Saturday. We will have food on the square like we've always had before. And then, of course, artisans. And some of the artisans that are local here that usually make an appearance, we all know Betsy Fox. Betsy creates our moonshine poster for us every year. And she also does some fabulous ink drawings of local sites and things here, and she has those for sale. She does watercolors. She's just a fabulous artist. She always comes and shows up for us. Barbara Boone. Barbara comes, and she will be demonstrating and selling her baskets here on the square.
We could call them our artists in residence.
They really are. They really are. And folks come. They look for these artisans at any of our local events, which is really kind of fabulous. Amy Briggs Pottery. Amy does a fabulous job. Last year, she created some really great moonshine jug earrings and pendants. She created the first Moonshine Days Christmas ornament for us. And so hopefully she'll do the second in that series and bring it for us. But, of course, she also brings just her great, you know, wares, her bowls, her cups, other things that she does. So we love to have them. And you know, last year we had a lot of other artisans that traveled from Kentucky, you know, and throughout our state to come be with us.
Very good.
Yeah, so those things are going to stay with us. That's going to be a constant, and we just kind of hope to build on those things.
Okay. Well, Kathy, have we covered it pretty good?
I think we have, Thomas.
Okay, and look like we've got a little bit of work to do, haven't we?
We do have some work. We do have some work.
And look like we've got it down to a structure where we can, as it grows, we can grow that structure and strengthen the things that have worked in the past and make them even better and come up with a few more new ideas that are traditionally available and known in this area and make this thing into a great celebration.
Well, Moonshine Days is important to us and our community, and we're going to do everything we can just to continue with that tradition.
Okay. Thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you, Thomas.
And right now we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back with our second guest.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got a lot of food in this country. We've got so much food that we can't eat it all. So how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids who need it. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to thank Kathy for coming in this morning. And I know we had all kinds of rumors floating around that moonshine days were over with and all that kind of stuff. But we're getting back on track on that. And look like we may have a more lean, mean celebration this year, which is what we'd like to have. And then get as many folks as we can here in and around the square at that event. And, of course, we've got these events going on just about every about every week we've got something going on in here in and around the square. But my guest with me, and I guess actually looking down through here, he may be maybe four guests rolled into one here. We've got some things here we're going to talk about, and I've got about four things listed here, and they're totally in opposite directions, a lot of them. Mr. Roy Hansen, and I just spent the day with him yesterday on the first subject we might want to talk about a little bit, and that is the fact that he has been volunteering at the Great Smoky Mountain National Park down at the homestead for a whole bunch of years, and I've had the pleasure of going with him a few times the past few years with ancient toys, but the traditional toys from this area, and some of them do have roots in ancient history. Roy, it's a pleasure having you here this morning, and
good morning. Glad to be here.
Tell us about your volunteering up there, maybe when it started and how long you've been doing it.
Okay, we were visiting the park on the Carolina side, and a lady was cooking over the fireplace. I said, hey, she said, well, I drive all the way from the other side of the mountain, Maryville, come over here. And so I talked, and I began my volunteering at Oconaluftee Center near Cherokee in 2005. They have an annual program, and I've been going each year since then on their fall program in September. I began toys at Cades Cove 2006. This will make begin their 11th year. I've worked in schools since I retired, and I presented to some 35,000 kids in schools in Tennessee, Kentucky, North Carolina, as well as all the public, and at Sam Davis Home when I was teaching at Smyrna. What we have enjoyed doing is sharing with people from all over the world, and they look at those things and say, first, can I touch it? Then what does it do? I've also been at the Cosby Center, that's up north of Gatlinburg, and I do a Christmas program at Sugarlands each, it's called Christmas Pass, and that's at the Sugarlands Visitor Center. This year, for example, we've had visitors, let me name them, Randy Burble, Bob Prophet, Dale Kiesling from Livingston, Virgil Taylor from Gainsborough, all a bunch of retired teachers, and of course Thomas himself. He's been going several years. What I especially like about Thomas is he's our color commentator. He takes the toys that I tell the history of and he makes them fun, which we've especially like him to go. And so he comes as regular as he can. The toys are all made by hand. Let me tell you a little about the history. I learned toy making and a love for toys from my maternal grandfather, William, or known as Billy Burwell, and known to us as Pappy. He was what we call a rough carpenter. He worked on barns and buildings. He wasn't much at building nice houses, and I worked with him on those a few times when I was in high school and college. A sidelight of his work, and there in the 1900s, when he had so many children dying, was making caskets. Believe it or not, he made a lot of those before we had inoculations. I thought that'd be interesting. But Pappy, as I knew him, was a toy maker. And I love to go and tell his story, and every time we go over there, I'll tell somebody or several groups. I learned this from my grandfather. My grandmother died of cancer in 53. He lived with us about a year. So many times on the Saturday and Sunday afternoon, we sat on the front porch. He'd pull out a pocket knife and make a whistle or a puzzle. And then he would take another time with a hatchet or a handsaw or a draw knife and made the other kind of toys. And then, more importantly, he says, now you'd make one. Well, my whistle didn't whistle and my puzzle didn't puzzle, but I worked with him over and over. When my first grandchild come along, I started making toys for them. And before you knew it, I was working at the park in Tompkinsville, Old Milwaukee, and being this share the rest of its history, a history my wife wished I would quit. You can't believe every time she says, why do you do it? I said, I'll quit when I quit enjoying it. She said, oh, no. Thomas knows that.
So we do have a good time.
We do, and the nice thing is a camaraderie going over with a bunch of compatible people. And we take a new person sometime. They get to the table and says, what do you do with this? What do you do with that? And when we take a teenager or sometimes a lady along, it adds flavor because they can do that too. Thomas's wife's nephew went one year, and when he took on toys or walking on stilts, every teenager wondered what he'd do, and it was a wonderful thing to share. I've taken my own grandkids a few times, but if they're young, about 30 minutes is all they'll last like this.
It's amazing when the youngsters come through, and a lot of their parents, and like Roy said, the first thing they usually say is, can we touch this? And yes, grab it, pick it up. But, you know, handle it gently because it is, it's handmade, it's homemade. It doesn't have a battery in it, but it's something that, and it's amazing to watch them with the, I know the simplest little toy that we have is probably the Humpty Dumpty roll down an incline. And it just totally amazes some of these youngsters who are used to doing everything with their thumbs. That just to watch some of these things.
And sometimes when the kid is 2 or 3 years old, we have to set that toy on the ground so they can reach the top of it. And the parents wonder. And then they get a hold of it and the kid will take it home with him, which is fun. We also use a thing called a Jeehaw Whimadiddle. If you've never seen or heard one, it's based on horse language. Now, horses know a lot of language they shouldn't repeat. But G means turn the right. Haw means turn the left. And by moving your thumb up and down the shaft, that notch stick will turn the rotor in reverse directions. In fact, they have a world competition in Asheville, North Carolina, to see who can make it reverse itself the most times. I can reverse it 2 or 3 times a minute. The record is 55 times in 15 seconds, which they were reported with a computer and a camera. We've enjoyed making toys. We have a nice lady who sometimes sits with us at the bench and gives away these button toys made from a slice of wood.
A variation of Grandma's old big coat button and a string.
We can't find the buttons. The first year I worked at all kind of limited, they actually gave away coat buttons, about 500 of them. When I try to find them, they're about a quarter piece. And so when I go into schools where I give away hundreds and hundreds, I take a round chair leg, broken of course, a tree limb and saw them off with the table saw and drill holes, and that makes a nice one. One of the nice things, and we did this yesterday, if you get that buzz saw spinning, a touch of water, you can throw somebody's face full of water, and on the return, you get it in your belly, of course. That was fun as well. We just have fun. I've had probably 15 or 20 people to go, but those who go all the time are my regulars, dependable. And they like to share the ideas, and we challenge each other. They fuss about my toy box. I just pitch them in, and they can't find the pieces. But we've had a good time. The longer story is, some of the spinning tops have a history as much as 5,000 years. Of course, I make copies. We do one. It's called a yo-yo. It's found a copy of the pyramids from 4,000 years ago, before King Tut. We do a thaumatrope, which has been great fun. You put two pictures back to back, one upside down, and spin them, and they come together. And I showed a bunch, and they said, well, that butterfly's upside down. And I put it together wrong, and it wouldn't work right. But we have things that challenge the mind, challenge the muscles. One nice grandfather brought his 3 grandsons, and I think they tried everything to see how it worked, from walking on stilts, the wheel roll, to puzzles. And then guess what? Thomas talked cars, and this guy brought his computer, and they shared models in the 50s and 40s.
He was actually on a road trip with 3 grandsons who were, looked like under the age, at least, none were older than 16.
Yes, about 14, 15, 16 of them.
In his 1964 Impala.
That's
and I don't know, did you ask him where they started? I don't know.
Now.
I don't think I did.
I think they lived in Georgia. He lived in North Carolina. It was just fun. And they do a trek. He says, and we don't let the women come along. And so we got the pop guns out, and we have a duel. Now, if you want to see something fun, is get either husband and wife, in this case, the 2 boys, you get them a loaded pop gun, get back to back. Thomas, tell about the duel. That'll get us started, okay?
There's a little story that goes along with that. Let's take a little short break, and I'll tell that when we come back. We'll keep everybody in suspense on what we're going to do. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll come back, and we'll read off our birthday and anniversary names, and we'll talk about one of the most famous duels in the state of Tennessee.
And our copy.
And our copy of it. So let's take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the ring cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire!
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. I guess we need to jump in here real quick and not to rush anything, but...
Talk about the duel.
Well, no, we're going to talk about birthdays first. We're going to... have our list of birthday and anniversary celebrants. I think they're all birthdays today, and we'll begin that. Now, these are the folks that have celebrated birthdays from the time of the end of last week's show, I guess, until the beginning of this week's show. And so then it'll be the same thing next week, so remember that now. So celebrating this week, Donna Goodman from her family and friends celebrated a birthday. David Sales, his mother-in-law called in to wish him a happy birthday. And also Peggy Moore, her sister, called in to welcome her anniversary into this world. How's that for going into a misspeak and straightening it up? But Peggy Moore from her sister, Austin Melton from his family, I believe he's turning up. He's getting to be a fairly good-sized feller now. So we want to wish him a happy birthday. Juanita Gass, happy birthday to her. Jeff Coffell from Friends and Family. And also Maddie Farrell celebrated a birthday this past week. And Herb McKay. These folks all celebrated birthdays this past week. And here in a few minutes, we'll draw out a name and present one of these eight folks a birthday and anniversary cake. And make sure you go by the Clay County Chamber and pick up your certificate. Now, for some of you folks in Clay County that don't know where the Chamber building is, it's that building across from Hall Funeral Home where the Clay County Maintenance Department maybe is in the back of it, and it seemed like Nelson Grace and Charlie Bilbrey had a Chrysler Plymouth dealership there back for some of you old folks. The old Nelson Grace building there, that's where the Chamber is now. So go by there and pick up your certificate, and then go by the visit with the folks over to Dairy Queen and pick up your Dairy Queen cake and enjoy that thing. And the number to call is 243-5574. So, and you'll get that answering machine. And like I said earlier, it might be a good idea to repeat the name of the celebrant twice. And that way we'll hopefully we'll, and even the first or second time, we'll, you know, hear it plainly, clearly, and we'll be able to get them into the drawing for the birthday cake. Okay, now, getting back to the program, we were, I guess, Roy's kind of coerced me into telling the little historical tale, and a couple of weeks ago, it was actually verified from some folks that live in the county where one of the participants lived, and say that it is absolutely fact, not found in a lot of history books, but we had a gentleman here in the state of Tennessee back in earlier times who eventually became president, but he was pretty much of a character when he was growing up. Before he was everything from a lawyer to, I don't know, I'm sure he probably even practiced veterinary medicine, and he was a plantation owner, a speculator, did all kinds of things, and had a pretty good temper, I think. And his family and another family down around Franklin County, probably wasn't even called Franklin County then, but well, I guess it was. That's one of the original counties. But they had an argument, and Andrew Jackson, our celebrated president from the state of Tennessee, one of our great presidents, he challenged a member of the Benton family to a duel. Thomas Hart Benton was his name, and that family lived down below where the Jackson family lived, so they met on the dueling grounds. And, of course, the dueling grounds were a place where they would, of course, I don't think it was very legal, but they would line up back-to-back and step off, I guess, about 10 paces. And the referee would say, turn and shoot. Well, you turned and shot, and if you shot first and missed, you were supposed to stand erect, let your challenger take his shot at you. Well, on this one, Benton turned around and got the first shot off, and he missed. Well, he didn't remain erect. He, for some reason or other, his body limbered up, and he fell to the ground. But he still presented a pretty good target. Legend has it that he had a very large backside.
So we call it posterior.
Yes, posterior. And it kind of stuck up. Well, that was all Andy had to shoot at. So he took his shot, and he had a clear hit. And I've heard that maybe he got both cheeks. And it became such a shameful event for the family. You know, the folks would go around saying, hey, did you hear about the Benton boy over there? Said, Andy, guess where Andy shot him? And it became so bad that the family actually left the state of Tennessee. I mean, they were so embarrassed by this that they left the state of Tennessee and moved to Missouri. And, of course, years later, I mean, this story goes full cycle. When Andrew Jackson was president of the United States, there was a senator from Missouri named Thomas Hart Benton, who at this stage in their lives, they were allies. So apparently over the years, the wounds healed. But it's one of the neater stories that you may never hear. And then now we came up with this thing where we line folks up with a homemade pop gun that uses crab apples or just
dogwood berries, sassafras, spitwads, whatever you can shoot.
And we've all made those things when we were children out of River Cane and put us a plunger in there and popped at people. And we have a little duel where we line up a couple of
and
folks.
We walk about six steps, 10 steps. I don't think you'll shoot that far. But yesterday when they were shooting, they said, did we hit? I said, well, you shot over his head. And one guy actually got hit in the hip as well, because he was a bigger target than she was. But it's great fun. We make fun of it. Said, now, the adults are injured. You kids can't do it. And that makes them challenged to want to do it, of course. The toy making is fun, and to put a little history with it is nice. And what Thomas does about that, especially with the folks from the county where he was from, puts a little historical perspective to it. We've enjoyed toy making. Let me tell you just a little more about my grandfather impressed on me so much, and yet my own brother in the same household said, where did you learn to make toys? There were 18 children in my generation of cousins, and not one of them said, where did we learn it? I said, it's your grandfather too, come and see, and only one of them is interested in the toy making because they didn't know what was going on. But it's one of those things that we call it cultural transmission.
Okay, now let's change horses. The Bergwell family, which you're a member of, has an event coming up, and it is a I guess a two-state event, isn't it?
Yeah.
Monroe County mainly and Clay County in Tennessee, and the Birdwell Family Reunion, which takes place up at the Old Mulkey Meeting House.
Yeah, we started the reunion with my mother's family. She was one of the Birdwells. In 1956, at the old home, which is still, well, it's been torn down just the last year, Mike Roberts, another one of the descendants from one of the others, lives there, and it was on the grounds. There's a picture of us, including myself, at about age 13 with the group. We moved to the Old Mulkey Meeting Place before the shelters built down by the creek in 1957. And with nine children, let me mention, here's who's new. Did I mention names already? You had Zach, Sam, Callista, Harry, William, Elisha, Alexander, Susan, Dewey. See the historical and biblical names? But in Mom's generation, there were 38 first cousins. Two of them are still living in the 90s. That's a good reservoir pool of people to have a reunion. And we've been meeting continuously for, that's a long time. We meet now at the shelter on the last Saturday in June. People try to have fresh green beans, fresh tomatoes, and maybe fresh corn. Green beans, we can make it. It's a little hard to have the others. But with that meaning, we used to have over 100 people. What's funny is, I don't know them. They come from all over the country, and especially new spouses and new kids. Who are you, and mainly who are you kin? So we wear name tags of the descendants. So I'm descended from William, better known as Billy, the toy maker, and they wear the name so we identify the heritage from them. And then your generation down, the name changes a lot.
And I think maybe your family, I don't do some of that, even go with period correct costumes sometimes,
yeah,
for different eras.
Sometimes do. Even in the schools I do it sometimes with this program. But we have, it's interesting to see the name repeated. Alexander is repeated, that was the grandfather. A little side note, named John Alexander Burton was the grandfather of these people. He was in the Union, he was a gunsmith. We have a picture of him. He died in 68 of him in a Civil War costume.
Yeah.
So the Burma Union, that involves people from all over this county, Jackson County, Monroe County, and people moved to Texas and places, especially Indiana. We have lots of people to come, and it's a fun thing to do, and we get group pictures occasionally as well.
Okay, and that's coming up this weekend. And
The last Saturday in June.
Last Saturday in
June.
We still got a couple more weeks. And
we reserve the thing a year ahead.
Well, do you get non-family folks when come in?
We take some with us, or they take, and we try to encourage people to pay for that guest because somebody else comes for him or her. Yeah, we do get a few people to come. We just want to meet with family because, look, you're kin to some of them more than one way.
Right.
For example, some of the Burgles, some of you know Dayton Burble. He's a genealogist at Tompkinsville. Well, I'm kin to him about three different ways, through the Miles family, through Randy Burble, and the Griders, so I'm kin to, and Pettigo. So I've got a lot of folks back there that connect in other families as well.
So the family tree might look like a road map.
and a few times it doesn't fork as many times as it should. That's true of everybody, I guess.
Okay. All right. Now, Roy, we've got another thing here that you're participating in tonight. Like I said, he's just all kinds of guests today, and I've got a on that here, and we will jump into that when we take another little short break.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. The kind of life food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep. We're
already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back, everyone. We're just moving right along this morning. Roy now, like I said, he's changed hats now. He's got on his straw hat now. He's a farmer now. Roy has... that has been in his family for more than 100 years. And the state of Tennessee has a program called the Century Farm Program. And a little bit of background information on that, some of it's not real current, but part of it's pretty important. In 1975, Tennessee Department of Agriculture, along with the historical preservation folks at Middle Tennessee, started this program and wanted to apply it in all 95 counties in the state of Tennessee. And some of the numbers that I have here, I'm sure they're probably outdated by now, but there were more than 1,500 century farms in Tennessee. And 52 of those farms were in existence or started before 1796 that are still in the same family since that period of time. At the time that these numbers were given, 30 of them were on the National Register of Historical Places, and 8 of them were actually land trust farms, and 7 were African-American families who traced the same farm back more than 100 years, and we had 4 women that that owned the farms at the beginning. So these are some of the stats, and I looked for the in Tennessee, and they had a listing of I think maybe 8 or 10 at that time. But I think Roy said there's maybe how many now?
We've got roughly 20, I guess, in the county. I have to check.
You're in the county, so I'm sure a lot of these numbers are kind of outdated. But the oldest one that I saw on the list they had in there was the Donaldson Terry Farm, and it had been owned by the same family since 1847. And I know Roy's farm. Family has owned it for how many years now?
Since 1892.
1892. And your daughter now?
My daughter lives there with her kids. That makes the sixth generation has lived on the farm, I guess. Since
And it, you still do raise produce there, hay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a, you know, one of the old traditional farms like we used to see with all, of course, we don't have that anymore, tobacco and raising the corn with the horse and the mule.
And what's fun is that you tie it, and it's good for your family. You say, well, who owned the land? Well, you hear the deeds and hear it, and sometimes pictures. Let me tell you a little about the farm. It's going to be called the Pedigo Henson Farm. I have the papers all signed, and I'm waiting for some advice on how much material I've got too much to turn in.
You're known for that.
I guess that's it. But James A. Pedigo and his wife was Martha Grider, which goes back to the Miles family of Mount Vernon. Moved there in 1892, I think, in an old log house. Somewhere around 1904, they built a large frame house, which was just torn down by my daughter after it was 100 years old, because it was you freeze in winter and burn up in summertime. But the Pedigos lived there with five children, including my grandmother. Then when she married, they bought the farm in 1929 and moved and raised their four kids, including my dad. They lived there. My grandfather died in 1970. We moved there and they bought the farm in the fall of 1970. So we've had it about 45 years of that 100 years ourselves. Here's some interesting facts about it. On that farm, you had a historical grist mill beginning probably as early as 1905 with the old two-cycle putt-putt engines, which you've heard places and they stink and all that kind of stuff. Then the new mill was started somewhere in the 30s, and this one used a tractor with a pulley and a belt to operate it, and that's what's called a grist mill.
Now, some of our younger folks don't understand what he's talking about here, but back during this period of time, even when I was a teenager, when Roy was a teenager, usually on Friday afternoon or Saturday morning, there was a corn shelling.
Yeah.
And some of the farmers actually had corn shellers where they cranked by hand, and some the younger folks come in and shell corn by hand. And
or use a cob.
And used to rub them together.
Save your hands, yeah.
And save your hand and sack the corn up and took it to a grist mill.
Yeah.
And there at the grist mill, they turned it into cornmeal. Which
and,
made a corn pone.
And a few of those people put it on the back of a horse, and they called it a turn. They could turn a corn. You wouldn't
yeah.
fill the sack right. hardly full. Some of the neighbors, and my dad worked at mill. He was called a miller. Now, if you don't know what a toll is, my wife would laugh. She was a toll by name. A toll was 1/7 of the meal to pay the miller. You can guess what my mama cooked. It was everybody's grit meal together, and coarse and thin all mixed together, because he put together what he got. One wanted it fine, one wanted it coarse. And she cooked a mixture of all of that. That's what I grew up with. That mill, there were two mills in my memory. We had a hammer mill, and hammer mill is used to crush corn and wheat and other kind of things for cow feed and pig feed. We would throw the corn from a pickup truck, and the mill throws it back in your face. So you're throwing duck and throwing duck, unless you had a scoop to throw it in like this. But those two mills operated somewhere in 1957-58 when no longer needed in all this. In addition, my grandmother ran a country store from somewhere in the 40s till about 1957, and our favorite was to go over on a Saturday and get broken stick. You know what broken stick candy
is? Yeah, absolutely.
You had your peppermint candy, and it was a broken pieces. Well, we thought that's the only way you made it. We thought it was made in pieces, so that we could get it cheap enough to appreciate that. That was a treat, much like kids going to get all the chocolate and chips they're getting. But my grandfather ran what's called a rolling store, and if you're younger than ourselves, you may have never seen one. Out in our area, Dan Atwell, who lived out close to Oak Grove, in my memory, and another guy in the next county, they would put a load of stuff on their truck, mostly canned goods. They would also buy eggs from the customer and sell them somewhere else down the way. They would bring mainly a few pots and pans, canned goods, salt, sugar, dried beans, the few basics. And next week, they'd bring back something if they didn't have it for you out there. So my grandfather ran that before I can remember it.
So this is home delivery long.
That's a home delivery, and you had a store run on wheels, so it's called a rolling store. And another thing, they carried the gospel of the day. I mean, the stories. You know, so-and-so's got a baby. So-and-so's fell off and broke his leg. Those kind of things were carried. I'm talking about before telephone. Our first telephone came in about 55 or 6, so we're talking about before you had the communications like that as well. I'm the country.
And I'm sure if you ask them to deliver a message to someone on down the road, they would do that.
They would do
you,
it, and sometimes we need to want them to as well. So on this Century Farm, we now have my daughter living there with her four children. Another side lot on that farm, and this happened in the 40s and early 50s. My dad and uncle owned a partnership farm. They ran a threshing machine. You first went with a binder, which cut and tied the wheat in bundles. Call them sheaves sometimes. Go back, and they'd take the thrasher and thrash that. It was a big event. I was big enough to carry the water jug. And you'd have mule wagons bringing the thrasher, and somebody sacking up and carrying it off. It was a big, big day, and the women would cook the big, big dinner.
This is a big, big social event, too, yeah, wasn't it?
It really was.
I can remember nearly that when the traveling thrashing machine pulled by the tractor came around and did all the farms.
A little bit later.
Okay. We got anything else on the farm right now?
We're doing hay. We're leasing it out and selling our part of the farm. The Century Farm requires a minimum of 10 acres. We've got, I guess, about 80 remaining because we give them some to my son and my daughter. Let me tell you one more idea, okay?
Okay, we've got a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Jump in it.
Thomas,
we got to do a birthday and anniversary. Throw me a number right there.
Okay. On our farm, we have put solar panels. It turned out the kids convinced us by buying the panels and then said, you pay for them. So they purchased 200 of your solar panels, about 72 watts per each. We have 85 hooked to our house. And on Sunday days, we wave our hands, sorry, Tri-County, to the company because we're producing more than we use. In the wintertime, we say, thanks, Tri-County, because we're buying from them. We get the benefit of selling our electricity at 14 cents a kilowatt, buying back from them at 10 cents. We're what you call a grid-tie system.
Okay, now, we were going to really get into this in depth of putting the panels up, the cost and stuff, but we have run out of time. When you're having fun, it seems like time just flies. We have just used our sophisticated selection system to
pick a winner.
To pick a winner today for the birthday and anniversary cake. And David, thank your mother-in-law for calling your name in because you have won today's birthday and anniversary cake from the folks over at the Salina Dairy Queen. And there will be a certificate for you at the Clay Chamber Building. And I want to remind everyone, if you have won one of these in the past, you need to go by and pick up your certificate. But David sailed. So, David, once again, thank your mother-in-law. And let's see, we're getting to the point, I guess, where we better be getting about ready to sign off here in a few minutes. Roy, it's been a pleasure having you here. Got some more things to talk about. And, of course, we gain a few things to talk about every week or so. But, the volunteer work at Cades Cove, I know it's a fun day. I know we have met people from from Australia. I don't think we've ever had anybody from Antarctica or the Arctic region. We've had folks from Alaska. Yesterday, I know New Orleans, Colorado, just all over the United States.
People from the southern Germany says, why don't you paint them like the Black Forest? Said, did you know these toys out in the frontier? They didn't even have any paint to paint with.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday we had a corn shuck doll. Somebody wanted to know, where did the color on the dress come from? I said, it probably came from something like walnut stain or something like that, because we didn't have paint in those days. But once again, I guess it's time we did a little sign-off here. And we want to remind everyone that on 101.5 WVFB FM Kicks Country tonight at 6 o'clock, this will be rebroadcast. If you'd like to listen to it again or if you'd like for your neighbors to listen to it, let them know that we're on there. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you here again on your radio dial, which we come to you every week live and in living color on your radio dial. Now, not very many folks can say that anymore. So make sure you tune us in every week and tell your neighbors. Once again, thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.